campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
Welcome to Healing Our World. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, I want to welcome you. This program is dedicated to talking about things out there in this world that are robbing us of our health and bringing natural, holistic, vital, solutions to the table. So I interview all kinds of physicians, doctors, researchers, lay people like myself who are really out there working and hitting the ground and making a difference, and anybody there who is really working to make this world a better place. Today is going to be no different. I have a wonderful program scheduled. I would like to start, though, by first encouraging those of you out there who do not have my DVD. I am running a special today. When you buy 2 of my DVDs called Our Vaccine Safe, you get 30% off by using the coupon code FREEDOM from my website, childhoodshots.com. I'm going to a couple of times during the program, but I wanted to just let you know, if you do not have my DVD, you need to get it. I'm on a mission to reach thousands and thousands of people yet who are still in the dark and do not know about the dangers of vaccinations, which I believe is the number one insult that we are doing to this generation of children. Bar none, it is the number one insult that is leading them down the road to chronic debilitating illnesses. So we'll get back to that in just a moment. I also would like to remind you that as America's Outstanding Mom, I am speaking around the country this year, and I have a sponsor, Avena Originals. They have agreed to pay for my flight and my hotel, which means that if you want me to come to your area, your state, or your community, and speak for, you know, your church group, your autism group, your mommy group. Maybe you have a health conference, or maybe chiropractors are out there getting a conference together, an educational forum. They can bring me out and save probably about $1,500 to get me there. I still have a speaker's fee, but the bottom line is they can get me there without the expense of hotel and flight. So if you're interested, go to my website, childhoodshots.com, and simply request me as a speaker in your community and fill out the form that's there, and we'll start talking about it. As of yesterday, I just scheduled, I think, my 8th or 9th lecture in the next couple of months. This next one is going to be in Long Island, New York. And I'm excited that this is going to be, I believe, in June. Many of my events are already scheduled up on my website under my speaking agenda. Many are still not listed, but check back frequently to childhoodshots.com to keep abreast of where I'm coming. You never know, I might be in your neighborhood. And if I'm not, you need to bring me in. Help me save some children and some lives. So, moving on, just a couple of weeks ago, there was a study that was published in Human Toxicology Journal, and this study basically confirmed what we already knew, is that the H1N1 flu vaccination in 2009 and 2010 led to a 4,250% increase in miscarriages in the pregnant women who got it. This study is of vital importance. Right now, today, women are being told when they're pregnant to get the flu vaccine. I met a young woman who came to my daughter's office yesterday, 6 months pregnant. She said she just got the flu shot last week. I empowered her by sharing this paper with her, and as well as a study on the front page of my website, childhoodshots.com. There's a study that is published right there on my front page about the influenza vaccination. And I told her, go back to your doctor, share this with him, because your doctor gave you and your baby a huge dose of mercury when he gave you that vaccine. So we must reach these pregnant moms. And the best way to do it is to pull this research and just make a few copies and hand them to anybody you know who's pregnant and encourage them to continue their research. So, again, go to childhoodshots.com, pull the complete report. It is called Influenza Facts They Deny. Share it with others around you. Earlier this week, I was on a Skype just chit-chatting with a colleague of mine who has spent thousands of hours working against and exposing the dangers of the Gardasil cancer vaccine. She made a statement that just really shocked me. It was an encouraging statement. She said, quote, uptake of this vaccine this year was 0%. And when Leslie said this to me, I thought, oh my gosh, this is great news. We are truly making a difference. So my guest today is an internationally recognized expert on women's hormones and behavioral issues. Her website is Holy Hormones Honey. We're going to get her back on after the break, and we're going to talk extensively about what is going on with the Gardasil vaccination. But Leslie is a woman health educator, an author, and a publisher. She is internationally recognized as an expert on women's hormones. She co-authored a book called Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Hormone Cycles. She's also a radio host on Voice America. She is widely acclaimed around the country as being an authority on the Gardasil vaccination. She is the past vice president of media relations for Sane Vaccines and also public relations director for One More Girl movie. I know the movie is going to be released soon. It's going to be talking about how the Gardasil vaccination is robbing lives of young women. And I understand that Leslie is with us. She is joining us. How are you, Leslie?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Nice to be with you again.
Yeah, it's been probably about a year since we talked. And you have done so much in this whole movement against the Gardasil vaccination. And I know we're going to be taking a short break in one more minute. But I also would like to talk a little bit more about what you have been able to accomplish. Leslie is a member of the Society for Menstrual Cycle Research and an advisory board member for the Cycle Research Institute. By 2006, she received the Edward R. Dewey Award for her pioneering research on how women's hormones fluctuation affect their behavior. For years, we all know that men used to laugh at women and just say, oh, you're just PMSing, and they would blame their mood and make fun of them as though it was something they had control over. In the actuality, we now understand more in probably the last 8 years about how hormones play a role in our health and how if they're imbalanced, the devastation it can cause in lives. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But her research is also featured in a book called The World According to Cycles, How Reoccurring Forces Can Predict the Future and Change of Your Life by Samuel Schreiner, published by Skyhorse Publishing in New York City. And he is one of the most prominent 21st century natural cycle thinkers. So, Leslie, we're getting ready to take a short break. Just give me 30 seconds about why people need to stay tuned. Does this only affect women?
Does what only affect women? Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, or hormones?
All three.
All of that. Hormones affect our relationships, whether that's man, woman, woman, child, professional relationships. We have to understand our mind, mood, and hormone cycle. Gardasil is an endocrine disruptor. Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, is an endocrine disruptor. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. It affects the neuroendocrine immune system. There are tens of thousands, over 30,000 reports to VAERS. I can get that latest data, but that's only 1 to 10% of the HPV vaccinated reporting. So start adding the zeros.
Yes, and if you're a man out there and you're married to a woman who has some hormonal imbalances, this is important for you to understand. It will help you understand and have empathy for her. And if you have a child, a daughter, or a son who's been recommended the Gardasil vaccination, you need to understand what this is doing to these kids. So stay tuned. We're going to get into this in just a moment.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Mary Toko, and you are listening to Healing Our World. And I have a wonderful guest on today. We are going to be talking detail about the Gardasil vaccination. But Leslie Botha has been involved in the vaccine issue. She goes all the way back to 1989 when she was approached by two mothers who shared their concerns about their daughter's paraplegia post-vaccine. At the time, Botha was a radio show host on a community station, and she began covering the vaccine issue. This was back when I, too, was very involved with the vaccine movement. It's really refreshing to know that as I was getting out there beating the pavement and educating parents, she was doing it on the other side of the country. It's really quite amazing how this has been happening across the country. It's just taking off like crazy. And so I appreciate people like her who are out there, you know, beating this issue over and over again. There's so many people who are still unaware. But by 2009, she took up the vaccine issue about the Gardasil vaccination and was the first to talk about Jessica Faye Erickson, who was the first young daughter to die after the Gardasil vaccination. And she has been working diligently with several groups around the country, raising awareness. And so we're going to talk about how you got involved in that, Leslie. But before we go into it, I want to mention one more time, my sponsor is Avena Originals. They're making it possible for me to fly around the country and come and speak in your community. When you go to AvenaOriginals.com and you purchase some of their wonderful, clean, wholesome, natural plant-based products, and you use coupon code MARY, you will save all of their shipping, and you can also request a free colon health book. And to me, health starts in the colon. Very, very important that your colon is healthy. And if you're not healthy, you need to go start in that colon area, and they have products that will help you do that. So go to AvenaOriginals.com and use that coupon code, save on shipping, and also get your free book on colon health. So, Leslie, again, welcome to my program.
Thank you so very much. You know, and I did that show on the radio back in 1989, whatever. We didn't have a lot of science and research, right, Mary? We just knew this was wrong.
There was hardly
anything out there. But after I did the show, I came home. There was a knock on my door, and my neighbor had walked down the street, and she stood on my doorstep and just cried and said, I listened to your radio show. I always knew that my infant daughter died from the vaccines and not SIDS, like they said. SIDS was the great cover-up of the time, a sudden infant death syndrome, for those of you who may not be aware. And one of the mothers that had, and I spent much time with her, she handed me her medical books, which I still have, and records. I mean, these children are vaccinated, and then they're drugged within their first weeks of their lives. As you were saying, you know, on the video that I caught you on, that you were speaking so brilliantly in Long Island, a month ago or something like that. And all these things cross the blood-brain barrier, and then the child develops seizures or even a high fever, and then they're given more drugs.
Yes.
And so people do not realize that all of these toxins are crossing the blood-brain barrier. They are affecting the neurology of the child. I interviewed a man, Robert Whitaker, Mary, on my radio show. He's the author of a book, Anatomy of an Epidemic. That's one of many books. His website is Mad in America, folks. Anatomy of an Epidemic, The Rise of Mental Illness in America. He made the comment that the first people who were taking psychotropic drugs in the 1940s and 50s, damaged their neural pathways, and they never repaired. What does that mean? Each generation is being born with damaged neural pathways. Add vaccinations to that. Add more psychotropic drugs to that. ADHD drugs, Ritalin, to that, damaging the neural pathways. No wonder we have so many addicts in this country. And one other thing which is very frightening, Mary, and I know that you're aware of, we have a generation that is growing up without any nutritional value in their foods. In fact, they don't even know what a garden is. They don't know what an organic food is. They're eating processed food and fast foods. All those toxins are crossing the blood-brain barrier.
It is very scary, and that's why I know, like me, you've been screaming from the mountaintop. We must bring about changes. In fact, towards the end of the program, I want to talk about what we can do to make changes in our backyard and in our communities. And in fact, I would like to open up the phone lines, if we have time, to anyone out there who has some great suggestions on what you are willing to do in your community or what you have seen work in your community to help share this information. Or if you have any questions or comments about the Gardasil vaccination or vaccines in general. But please keep your question and comment to the subject matter. But the phone lines are 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And we're going to open those phone lines in just a little while. But Leslie, the Gardasil vaccination, you made that comment to me that the uptake was 0% this year. Please tell me about that.
Well, that came out from the CDC. I read it. I was just right there, black and white. What does that mean, people? That means there was not an increase in the population in America in getting the vaccine over the previous year.
None. I think that's phenomenal. Nada. That's phenomenal.
So this, here's the deal, though, and this is brilliant, Mary, because now there is research to back up all of our concerns. Brian Hooker, man that you mentioned in your video, his name escapes me. There's dozens of researchers, educators, scientists getting involved in this issue. We don't have to go around saying, I don't think so, but I really don't think this is right. We can take this information to our doctors, like you mentioned that study on your website about flu vaccines and pregnancy and the high rate of miscarriages. That's horrible. And now we can hand them information. And that's what's changing the game for all of us, is that we have evidence-based information to stand behind what has been intuitively, right, Mary?
Yes. Well, for me, I did, you know, when I was, it was in 79 when I read my first book, The Medical Heretic by Robert Mendelsohn, where, you know, I was already questioning vaccinations mm-hmm. because my husband was in chiropractic college and we were already looking at a much more natural lifestyle anyway. And so it just went right along with it when he mentioned that vaccinations and the pediatrician is there to indoctrinate your children into a lifelong dependency on medication and drugs. I went, oh my gosh, it made so much sense to me. And now you're right. We do have
my children are not vaccinated and they're grown men. They've hardly ever been ill in their life. They've had no, they have no disease. They're healthy. They're vibrant, as your children are.
Yes.
And it makes a big difference. And you look at these children now. But let's go back to the Gardasil vaccine because I want to explain why I got into this conversation, not having any daughters, but certainly a passion for educating people about vaccine injury. And if I was younger, I'd be going back to school for neuroscience because that's changing the field for everyone. But my concern is that we are vaccinating a demographic of girls at the most fragile time of their lives. And that time is menarche, the time of first menstruation. That is when her body is trying to develop its own endocrine / menstrual rhythm so that she can reproduce. And you've mentioned this too, Mary. There are three systems in the body. It's actually that are most important and they have to be in balance to function. It's the neuroendocrine immune system, also known as the NEI super system. And those three systems in the body have to be intact for us to be healthy. One of those goes awry, and then the others go awry. So my first concern was vaccinating girls at menarche.
And very, very
blessed
sad.
Be these girls, going back to the uptake, these girls were able to vocalize what was going on with them. See, we vaccinated infants, they scream. We vaccinate the elderly, they say, oh, it's Alzheimer's, it's stroke, it's elderly disease, and they put them away in a nursing home. But this is where they made their big mistake. Not only that, we had social media on our side. And
that's right.
These
Leslie.
Girls have gotten the message out.
And Leslie, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment after hearing from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Mary Toko, and my guest today is Leslie Carol Boffa. And by the way, she has a book available for those of you out there who want to understand how the endocrine system, the nervous system, and the hormone cycle all have a dance together. The book is called Understanding Your Mind, Mood, and Hormone Cycle, and it is available on her website, holyhormone.com.
Holyhormones.com, that's plural.
Okay, sorry about that. Holyhormones.com. And you can get that book there, and I encourage you to make it part of your library. Whether you're a senior citizen and have, you know, young daughters or granddaughters, this book can be very helpful to have around for others to read as well. So that is available for you there. Just before we went on the break, you were talking about how you got involved with the whole Gardasil fight. Feel free to take it from there, Leslie.
And there is another piece to that. I said vaccinating girls at Menarche is dangerous, period. Then I usually follow up with vaccinating girls without regard to where they are in their menstrual cycle is dangerous, period. What does that mean? Every woman out there knows that when she becomes premenstrual, she does not feel well. Hormone levels drop, the immune system becomes more compromised, and we feel crappy, hands down, right? I know you're all agreeing with me. I see your heads nodding out there. All the husbands are agreeing, too. All right, be that as it may, what sense does it make to trot your daughter off to the doctor's office to get her vaccinated at a time of her cycle when her immunity is at the lowest, when her hormone levels are at the lowest? That is when the body is most vulnerable to vaccines, to medications. There's enough data out there to prove that and to show that. There's even a study on immunity in the menstrual cycle on the PubMed NIH website. I mean, this, every doctor should know this and advise against vaccinating during the paramenstruum, which is the premenstrual time and the time of menstruation.
I really
if
believe...
If parents are going to vaccinate. I'm just bringing some awareness to the table that some of these things need to be taken into consideration, Mary.
And I'm concerned because it doesn't seem that... It used to be years ago that if a child was sick, had a cold, had a fever, or had a serious reaction, that it was medically not recommended to have any more vaccinations.
Right.
It was counterindicated. And now it doesn't seem like there's anything that's counterindicated. A child could have seizures, be full-blown autism, chronic gut disorders, and they still continue to vaccinate. In fact, they say it's even more reason to vaccinate. A friend just had twin infant babies born prematurely. The doctor at the hospital tried to get her to vaccinate her twins, and they were 2 weeks premature. They say, oh, it's good for them. It's not going to hurt them, you know, and the very vaccine they were trying to give them is full of aluminum. So it just seems to me like the medical profession is really, first of all, I think they're living in archaic times. They really do not talk about the body from a holistic point of view. They don't realize the role that the immune system and the nervous system play together with the endocrine system and how, you know, you can't just inject something into the arm and assume it's going to stay there. It's going to reach every cell in the body eventually. And so this is the biggest problem, is that whole allopathic medical model is still very mechanistic and very, they just don't even look at the body from a holistic point of view.
And they don't even look at the role of nutrition. And I brought this up before, and this is my new platform. Mary, is mm-hmm. that every generation, if that mother doesn't have nutritional reserves, she is going to bear a child that is going to be nutritionally depleted. Then you start shooting that child up with vaccines and medications. That child doesn't have a chance at all. We have to, people. If the most important thing we can do, if we are forced to get vaccinations, what you need to do is buy into a detox product and build up your nutritional reserves. That's a major part of the problem here. We're not getting the minerals, the amino acids, the fatty essential acids, the vitamins that we need to sustain ourselves from these onslaughts, whether it is radiation in the air from Fukushima or radiation in our own water, toxins in the food. All of these things are going to take a toll on our body, and they're going to take a toll on your child's body, and it's going to take an even bigger toll on that child's body. Mary, I think you mentioned the video. I'm aware of this. This is potentially the first generation of children that is going to die before their parents. That's how bad this situation is.
Yes, and in the video that Leslie's referring to, I spoke about a month ago, and you can go to YouTube and just put my name in, and you'll see several pages of me speaking.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Well, you know, I had a half an hour. And I will tell you this much. I packed more into that half an hour about vaccines than I ever thought I could do. But folks, you can go to YouTube and put Save Long Island Forum, or you can just put in Mary Toko Long Island Forum, and you will pick up that half an hour where I am just nailing it as fast as I can, as clearly as I can, to make a point. And that's just a sample of what I do in my four-hour presentation when I come to your community to educate your children, your grandbabies, your neighbors, your teachers, your, you know, legislators. You know, this is why I'm on such a drive to get out there, because I know that if I can get in a room with 200 people for 4 hours, they're going to leave completely changed. Their attitude about what's going on out there is going to be completely highlighted, and they are going to go out and become world-changing people. They're going to become foot soldiers for this movement, and that's why I'm trying so hard to reach so many communities this year when they can bring me out at a fraction of the cost it would normally cost them. So just pushing that as hard as I can. So, Leslie.
There's a website, Mary, that I want to direct everyone to, and
sure.
It's onemoregirlmovie.com. We crowdsourced this movie, the birth of this movie, which has still not come out yet. The new trailer will be out here this month. But it's called One More Girl, and in answer to Merck & Company's, the manufacturer of Gardasil's One Less Girl to Get Cervical Cancer campaign. And by the way, the HPV vaccine is not a cancer vaccine. Now, that argument is long gone. The National Cancer Institute hasn't even tied HPV definitively to cervical cancer. However, birth control pills can lead to cervical cancer. That's another whole interview. OneMoreGirlMovie.com. We have all the research posted, a timeline put together on the development of vaccines. SaneVax.org did that timeline. We've got all of the letters that we have written to government officials. You can see pictures. You will hear quotes from the researchers. The new trailer will be up, and we've just raised the funding that we needed so that we can complete the movie, get it professionally edited, and get it out there, and that will be the next step. So that is coming. Another website I want you to go to is ashotoftruth.org. I've just become involved in this organization. This is a young organization with a lot of powerful information, and we want you to join us. Go to the website, ashotoftruth.org. Let's rally. Let's organize. There is a letter on their post on their site called A Shot of Truth calls for a complete ban of mercury-containing vaccines, and we're going to be sending this to the HHS secretary, FDA commissioners, and the CDC director. Please find that letter, support it, sign it. Let's get a million signatures on this thing and send it off to our government and to tell them we're done here. We're done.
Leslie, you and I, when we were talking earlier, you mentioned that somebody had called in or had made a recommendation to you about changes that need to take place. And one thing I do want to talk about at some point in this program is how can people, what are some of the ideas that, you said this gentleman had some wonderful ideas about how we can make changes in our community. And I think the bottom line is it comes down to money. It's always money. I have a zillion great ideas, but they all require funding and money. Yeah. And what we really need is we really need a multimillionaire whose child perhaps has been injured by vaccines and they understand the role that vaccines played in that injury. We need somebody out there with deep pockets who really has a passion and a mission for this movement to come forward.
We have
forward.
That person now. That person has come on the scene, Mary, and I'm delighted to say that the Siegel Foundation is stepping up to the plate. They're funding a shot of truth, .org, focus on autism. And playing a very key role in helping us get our message out. That's how the tide is turning. This is no longer the anti-vacciners, the cult group. And by the way, all the Gardasil parents, if they were anti-vaccine, they would have gotten the girl the Gardasil vaccine, right? So
absolutely,
that argument goes out the window. But the tide is turning. I just picked up the New England Journal of Medicine, the latest issue, and there are three or four articles about the rotavirus and intussusception risk after rotavirus vaccination. I mean, this is making, and that's a gut disturbance, and actually where the intestine actually strangulates itself. I mean, these things are now starting to get out there. There is another one, Science Daily. Autism, birth hormone may control expression of the syndrome in animals. I mean, there are many wonderful studies that are coming out that are showing that vaccines are dangerous and they are harming our children. In France, families are taking the manufacturers to court. We can't do that here.
Leslie, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Toko, and you are listening to Healing Our World. My guest is Leslie Carabatha. In case you're just joining us, we've only got a few more minutes left. We have been talking about the Gardasil vaccination and, of course, the dangers of the flu vaccine. And you were mentioning just before the break, Leslie, all of the scientific research validating this is not about people being rebellious and people just, you know, choosing to not vaccinate in order to be, you know, stubborn. This is about people making educated, informed decisions based on their scientific medical research and their published articles in medical journals. And that's what my whole lecture is about. It's about all of the different things that are coming out scientifically against the vaccinations. And, you know, even this whole idea that there's mercury in the vaccines, some physicians are telling parents, it's okay, it's a safe form of mercury. It's actually good for your child to have a little mercury in their body. And this is a type of crazy advice these parents are getting when they go in to see their obstetrician and they're pregnant, or their pediatrician and they're concerned about the vaccinations. It's a shame that parents are feeling bad when their pediatrician says, if you don't vaccinate your children, we will not take care of you. And what I tell parents all the time is, if they don't respect you and your opinion, you need to fire them and go find somebody who will take, you know, teach you about how to take care of your own family from a more natural point of view. So,
you know, one thing, Mary, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your listeners need to know this. Each vaccine has the EPA standard for allowable toxins, heavy metals. Each vaccine. You give a child four or five vaccines at once, or like the Gardasil vaccine, three in a series, and you have exceeded that by three times, by four times, by five times. So their whole argument on that is so bogus.
It really is. And what they don't tell you is, well, we're going to give you a trace and a trace and a trace and a trace.
Trace amounts. That's a movie coming out, too.
Oh, right. Is it really?
Yes, trace amounts. And that's another whole show. I do want to share this letter that this man, Robert Meyer, well, it's not a letter. He caught my attention first thing on Facebook this morning. And
sure.
May I share this first part with you? We don't have time to get into all of it, but I want to leave this with your listeners, because it's really important to know. We have to start focusing on the injured. This is what he says. Our vaccine injured family members have lost much of life here as a result of a loss of their human rights. As far as seeking liberty and justice for all, I see this as an admirable goal. This goal in and of itself is very broad and bigger than we can obtain in and of itself. We must develop some smaller and more manageable and incremental goals. Why can't we, the family members of those injured, be more effective in seeking justice for our disabled family members? Largely because we have limited resources. Who can afford attorney fees? Who can afford legal fees to take on the vaccine injury court system? Who can afford legal fees to take on the school systems for services that our children need? Who can afford legal fees to sue the states into providing the services needed? We need to understand some top-level goals, and he states unequivocally, we need to come together, all of these vaccine awareness organizations, start working together and come up with a model that can be applied on the local level, backed with evidence-based research to show what therapies are working for children who are displaying autistic symptoms and other neurological endocrine immune problems. And by the way, back to Gardasil really quick, Mary, and then I promise I'll be quiet. There has been an Australian doctor who has reported a case in the British Medical Journal of a 16-year-old girl post-vaccination going into early menopause.
I'm not surprised.
Post-Gardasil vaccination. I know you're aware of that one. So,
yes.
But we do it. And so we really need to have a round table somehow, some way, and develop a plan, because this father has an 18-year-old son. He's concerned about what's going to happen to my son when he grows up. What's going to happen to my son when I'm no longer here to take care of him?
He has a son who's affected by vaccine injury, I assume. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Siegel Foundation. This is the first I've heard of it. And you and I are going to have a good talk, because I've been asking the Lord, please bring somebody to the table who could empower us, who have this knowledge and resources, to get it out there to the public. And so I would love to talk about what you guys are doing and see how I can anyway get involved, because I have some really good ideas about billboard programs around the country, educational billboards, and I do think we need to have a roundtable discussion with all of us who out there who are, you know, leaders in this industry of education, and get together and put together a plan of action.
Yes.
I have some people I can suggest as well. A couple of attorneys and some others. So
we will talk.
We
have a lot of talking to do. But I do want to keep in mind Robert Meyer and his plea. There are families who are suffering out there. I know the Gardasil families are. The autism families have been suffering for years and years and years, and nobody has listened to them. As I mentioned before, the Gardasil girls have done a fabulous job in creating mass awareness using the social media networks, Facebook and Twitter in particular, and getting the word out there. They have done a great job in educating others. And this is what happens. Women network, girls talk, they share. The boys getting the vaccine, on the other hand, are not talking.
Well, because how would you feel?
Little support for them.
Oh, well, how would you feel if your doctor's saying, oh, you need a cervical cancer vaccine, and here you are, a young man, and you're 12 years old.
For genital warts, right. How embarrassing is that as well?
Exactly. One thing about that, in my lectures across the country, I've run into two girls now who have, their body is covered with genital warts after receiving the Gardasil vaccine. Yes. And you know, how do you deal with that one, right? Replacement virus theory?
That's what's coming into play here. It's being written that if this the HPV vaccine targets the two malignant strains, HPV, oh my gosh, it's been a while, 8 and 16, I believe, or 16 and 18, that sounds right. And so you destroy those, bada bing, bada boom, and then you've got other viruses that kind of move through the door. Viruses are alive. They don't go, oh, 16 or 18 are gone. Well, guess we're going away too. But no, they come in, they kind of move in and take their place. That's common sense. And by the way, listeners, 90% of those of you exposed to HPV will get rid of the virus naturally within 2 years without any incidence or getting cervical cancer. 90% of those with HPV. And that's another thing, and this was done on an FDA document, the VRBPAC May 2006 document, that states if a girl already has HPV, gets vaccinated with Gardasil, the efficacy of the vaccine means that the effectiveness of the vaccine decreases by 42.6%. You could also flip that, Mary, right, and say her chances of getting cervical cancer increased by 42.6%. Well, guess what? We're seeing abnormal pap smears, cervical dysplasia, and cervical cancer in a population of girls ages 9 to 26 who have historically had a very low incident rate.
I would like to mention, I don't know if you're aware of this, Leslie, but my daughter, Dr. Renee, and I formed a 501c3 called Heart for Autism. And people can go to the website, heartforautism.com, and you will see that our mission and our goal is to raise funds for families who are affected with autism or other related illnesses. That is not limited to autism, but we know that autism now affects 1 in 38 to 40 children. And so that we have a 501c3 just literally needing funding so that we can begin to help these families who have vaccine-injured children.
Right.
And so I think it is time for a roundtable. I think we need to get together and start talking about what we can do and how we can gather up all of our resources and take a quantum leap out there in this world of vaccine injury and education.
Yeah, and this is what Robert goes on to say. Those vaccine-injured citizens require care, and they will require care for a long time to come. We can be successful by focusing our energies in a positive and solution-based manner. Leave the anger and the negativity at the curb and step into the home of providing care and solution for those who are suffering.
Leslie, thank you so much for joining me. As always, we'll have to do this again soon.
Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome. And again, a Shot of Truth website. Go there. Check it out. It's amazing. I'm on there right now. It's a wonderful website.
It's a work in progress.
Sure.
Thank you.
And we'll check back in with you soon about those movies. When they get released, let me know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, listeners. Look forward to talking with you next week. Have a wonderful week. Signing off. Bye now.
Financial